I want to bring the message this morning out of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. Let me read the first six verses for you. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Now he says in verse 1, seeing we have this ministry of grace, this ministry of truth, it's not a ministry of the law, it's a ministry of grace. It is a ministry of the redemptive work of Jesus Christ. It is a ministry of the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ. We preach Christ and Him crucified. It is a ministry of how God can be just and justify the ungodly, how sinners are made the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. It is a glorious ministry, for it has to do with the gospel of God's glory. Now Paul says, we have this ministry. God called Paul to it. God equipped him for it and put him in it. Paul was responsible to preach the gospel. He said in one place, woe is me if I preach not the gospel. He wrote in 1 Timothy 1:11, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. And then he wrote to Titus in Titus 1:3, but hath in due times manifested his word through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God our Savior. The ministry is a heavy responsibility. It's a great privilege, but it's also a heavy responsibility because it has to do with the glory of God. God's chief glory is His redemptive glory, and that is the ministry we have been given. Paul says here, now because of this ministry that we have been given, the ministry of grace, ministry of truth, and it said, because of this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. We have received saving mercy. Paul never got over God saving his soul. He never got over the saving mercy of God to him in Jesus Christ. As we have received mercy, sustaining mercy, his mercy keeps us going. Paul attributes his perseverance to the mercy of God, not his own strength. As we have received mercy, we faint not. That's why we faint not, because we have received mercy. And we do not grow discouraged. That's why he said we faint not. We do not grow discouraged to the point of quitting. Opposition is to be expected. If we are called to be soldiers, then we ought to expect to have hardship. Listen to what Paul wrote to Timothy in 2 Timothy 2:3. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. He also wrote to Timothy, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. This is a warfare. This is a battle. Preaching the gospel is not an easy business. It's a battle. It's a warfare. But His grace is sufficient to keep us, no matter what comes our way. In verse 2, Paul writes, we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. We have disowned them. We've forsaken them. We are honest with you. What we are in private, we are in public. What we preach in private, we preach in public. And we've renounced the hidden things. What are the hidden things? The hidden things are the things of the heart, the motives. Paul is saying our motive for preaching to you is pure. It's of God. It's right. We have a right motive. God's glory and the salvation of your souls. We're not after your money. We're not after your material possessions. We are after God's glory and your soul. The eternal destiny of your soul hangs in the balance here. And then he writes, not walking in craftiness. A man's walk is his life. It is a manifestation of his character. We are not walking in craftiness. What you see is what you get. We are honest. Nor handling the word of God deceitfully, using trickery, being deceitful with the word of God, being deceitful with you in order to try to get things out of you. Paul says, we're not handling the word of God deceitfully. We're not using the word of God in such a manner to work on your conscience to get something out of you. We're telling you the truth about Jesus Christ, telling you the truth about God, telling you the truth about how God can be a just God and save a wretch like you and like me. We're honest. That's why he goes on to write, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Paul preached the word of God with all plainness of speech, setting forth the truth as Christ revealed it to him. The apostles received the gospel directly from the Lord, and they in turn gave it to the church. And Paul is saying here, you know our honesty, and God knows our honesty. Paul was not ashamed to be examined by God or men. True, God-sent preachers are not afraid of examination because they're honest. They have an honest heart. But here's the problem. In verse 3, Paul writes, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Now, Paul calls the gospel our gospel. Why does he call it our gospel? Well, first of all, it was his and that he was saved by it. And then he called it ours because he was commissioned to preach it. And then he called it ours because it was given to him by God. The gospel is of God. And God gave it to Paul and the apostles and all who preached the gospel, that truly preached the gospel. The gospel is given to them. And it's our gospel. We are saved by it. It's the gospel by which we are saved. Now, if our gospel of the grace of God in the Lord Jesus Christ, if it's hid, that is, if it's veiled, like the veil spoken of over in chapter 3, it is veiled to them that are lost. It is not that the gospel is so complicated that we cannot see it. The problem is with the state and condition of the hearer. The hearer is lost. It's not the problem with the gospel. The gospel is simply look and live. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. It cannot get any more simple than that. But because of Satan and the blindness that he causes, men and women cannot see the gospel. They can't see it. They can't comprehend the gospel being that simple. Lost means to be spiritually dead, spiritually blind. It is to be without the light and life of God in the soul. Paul is telling them that the problem with those who oppose his gospel is that they are lost. Just because a man picks up a Bible and uses Bible language doesn't mean that he's of God. There are many who carry a Bible but do not preach the gospel of the sovereign grace of God. That's why John said in 1 John 4, try the spirits whether they are of God. Now here is the work of Satan in verse 4. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. The God of this world, that's the little g, the God of this age is Satan. He actively goes about seeking whom he may devour. He does his great work on men and women's minds. He blinds the mind with human reasoning. He is the master of confusion. All men and women are born in darkness, and Satan does all that he is allowed to keep them that way. He knows human weakness. He knows where the chink in the armor is. But here's our message. Our message is Christ, not ourselves. If you want to know if a man is sent of God when he's preaching, here is a good way to test whether a man or the message he's preaching is sent of God. Who is getting the glory when the preaching is over? Is Christ getting the glory? Is your attention drawn to Jesus Christ or to the messenger? Paul writes in verse 5, "But we preach not ourselves. We do not promote ourselves." If someone's trying to constantly promote their program, constantly trying to get you to send them money, they are promoting themselves. "We preach not ourselves, but Christ, Jesus the Lord, and ourselves, your servants for Jesus' sake." We are not the subject of our message. Jesus Christ is the message. His person, his work, his glory, and we are just his servants. And the Lord will move his people to provide. He will move his people to give and support the ministry. You don't have to beg believers to give. God will move them to give. He will support it. And if the support is not there, God's not in it. Shut it down. Now, verse 6, Paul writes, "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." Paul refers back here to creation, when God commanded the light to shine out of darkness. Paul is saying this, the gospel that we preach is of God. He is the one who revealed it to us. He's the one who commanded the light to shine into our hearts. God illuminated us. God gave us an understanding of the gospel. We did not make this up. It's of God. He revealed it to us. He revealed himself in us. He taught us the gospel. When God commanded the gospel light to shine into our hearts, we saw his glory in the face, that is, in the person of Jesus Christ. When God is pleased to save a sinner, that sinner that is dead in trespasses and sins will be made alive. God will command life and light. And when he does so, that sinner will see God's glory. He will see, that is, he will understand how God can save him or her and be a just God through the blood and the righteousness of Jesus Christ alone. Christ alone. This is what happens in regeneration. We see in Jesus Christ the redemptive glory of God. We see in Jesus Christ all that we need. Wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. We see that in Jesus Christ, we are complete. I do not need to provide anything in order to be saved. God provided everything in the Lord Jesus Christ for a sinner to stand in his presence complete. Now, God has given us a glorious ministry, and this ministry has to do with his Son, Jesus Christ. We are not in this to promote ourselves. We're not in this to get rich. We're not in this to get your money. We are in this first and foremost to glorify Jesus Christ. And we pray that if it be the Lord's will, he will command the light of his glory to shine into your heart, and you will see in Jesus Christ all that you need. May the Lord bless his word.